But big story breaking this afternoon. The Office of Management and Budget is considering requiring new and existing federal management development and modernization programs to seek approval before moving forward. A draft memo obtained by Federal News Radio says OMB wants to increase oversight and shorten the time frame for financial management systems and implementation. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us right now with details of this memo. So let's start with that. Give us the highlights of this draft memo. It's not out yet, right?
It's not out yet, and it may not come out for at least a couple more weeks, but we got, as I said, an early copy, and I'd say this copy is probably a good 80 to 85% accurate, and obviously there's always changes with agency comments, but what we know in the draft memo is that basically OMB wants to halt all financial management system projects, those in the planning stage that would be worth at least $10 million, and those in the current phase that have upcoming new task orders that would be worth at least $500,000. But to be clear, OMB is not stopping current contracts. So let me give you an example. Agency X is implementing a financial management system throughout its bureaus. It's done two bureaus. It's about to issue a task order for three new bureaus. That new task order for those three new bureaus would be halted and have to be reviewed and approved by OMB before they can move forward. So that's a major change. Right now, OMB would just, you go through your justification process. Okay, go do it. So the other piece of that that's very interesting is agencies would have to resubmit project plans with new goals, new milestones to reduce risk, and by making deliverables due in every 90 days, and they should focus on the most critical functions of the system first. Currently, they say, okay, we got to do it all. Here's how we'll do it. Here's our five-year plan, and failure usually happens from that at that point. Now they're saying we want small chunks. We want to be agile. We want to move quickly. And finally, OMB would release money on a quarterly basis only if the projects meet their milestones. This is called the apportionment process. And this is to ensure funding is not being wasted. Now, I talked to one former Hill staff member who requested anonymity, and they say that they're not sure if OMB can use this apportionment process that easily because Congress, as we've talked about all week with the budget issues, right, they don't like when you mess with how the money is given to agencies. So there's some question about how that process would work. In the draft memo, OMB specifically mentioned something called a Category B apportionment, and that gets way into the weeds, but basically we'll have to do some research to figure out, make sure we know what that means, but basically that's what they're using to say this is how we could apportion the money.
So describe to folks how this is different from how business currently goes on.
So currently, what agencies do is they say, we want a new financial management system. So then they have to either look at shared service providers, which is under the old administration's mandate, and then they decide whether they move to a shared service provider or they contract out to a private sector vendor. You get people like IBM, Accenture, CGI, GCE, you name them. You know, there's a systems integrator who can make this happen for you, so to speak. Now, what's happening with this memo is they're saying, first of all, shared service providers, a big push from the last administration, is no longer going to be a mandate. It's strongly encouraged, but if you choose not to go to a shared service provider, that's your choice now. And the reason why is they found that for large agencies and medium-sized agencies, the cost is about the same to move to a shared service provider or to do it in-house.
That was the big push, was the idea that this would actually save money, and they're finding that it's not saving that much money.
Exactly. Yeah. And the fact is that they're only doing it for very what they call low-impact functions. So the other piece of it is that the other way they're doing it now is there's something called ERPs. And the ERP, DHS has DOD has dimers. DHS has failed before with something called eMERGE, which was commonly known as submerge in the contracting community. And you've seen Interior have problems. So let's not do that anymore. Let's take them bite-sized chunks every 90 days.
Tell us ERPs are these big systems that bring all your financial, whether it be personnel, all of it.
Procurement.
Yep. All the information in one, so you can have a dashboard. You can have a global view of where all your money is going.
Right, but
they haven't worked very well.
And then the reason why is because they are so big. Now, yeah. I did talk with Ira Goldstein.
And complex and getting all the data together. I mean, there are so many complexities there that it just hasn't happened very effectively.
And it's very, very difficult and hasn't, as you said. I talked to Ira Goldstein, a former chief operating officer at GAO and now director at Deloitte Consulting. He sums up what OMB seems to be doing this way.
I view the memo as the first step in the beginning of a reframing of the approach to procurement of federal financial management systems. That's what stands out to me first and foremost, that it is a draft and puts a stake in the sand at a particular point and says we are moving towards more bite-sized incremental approaches to financial management systems, that they will, we will focus more on short-term functionality and less on long-term global enterprise transformation. And that's the first and, to me, most important observation about this draft memo. The second is that it makes shared services voluntary and it focuses everybody on using systems for transaction processing, both of which I think are positive steps in the right direction.
So the idea here is instead of moving everyone to shared service providers, let's pick certain functions that are currently done by every agency that we can really move that, those specific functions to shared service providers, such as transactions. Now, Danny Werfel, the OMB controller, has mentioned this several times over the last 6 months in different speeches. And obviously, he's even though the memo says it comes from Peter Orszag, we know who's behind it. It's always the finance guy. But he's mentioned this before, and the idea here is Treasury is running a pilot using cloud computing to deal with transactions. So I think that's what Ira Goldstein from Deloitte is talking about. Now, I also talked with David Lucas, the chief strategist at GCE Federal, which is a shared service provider for federal management, financial management systems. He says taking away the mandate of using shared services providers isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it does require agencies to think differently.
That you can offer this type of innovation to federal agencies in a way that allows them to get away from building systems and instead concentrate on those other areas where people really struggle with this stuff. They really struggle with data migration. They really struggle with change management, you know, getting people trained and ready to use a whole new set of tools. And they really struggle because these financial systems don't exist in a vacuum. They have to get integrated with a bunch of legacy systems, and that's very difficult.
I've heard that a bunch of times. They implement these new systems and then they don't use them, or they rely on the old process, or don't. It is moving to a new system. It's complex.
And what's missing in the memo that I can tell, and I've talked to about four or five different people about the memo, is they don't mention that business process reengineering that needs to get done. Because a lot of times what happens is agencies say, well, I like company XYZ's financial management, but change this, and change that, and we need that to be changed as well. And there's nothing in the memo that says, and before...
Scope creep.
Exactly. Yeah. But no, there's nothing in the memo that says, let's make sure you change your business processes to meet the system's needs instead of vice versa. Because a lot of times, that's where the hang-up happens. I mean, we saw this with OPM's Retirement Systems Modernization, which is not a financial management system per se, but it's the same problem. We're not going to change our business processes, we're going to make the software change, and that's much more difficult.
Well, and some of them are going, some of the financial systems are very arcane, so they're going from paper-based, and they're trying to put the technology front-end, and that seems like a real opportunity to completely change what you're doing. It's not every agency is the same, but it's a challenge. These things are really hard to do.
They're hard to do, and there's not a lot of success stories out there. There's a handful, but not too many. Now, I spoke with another vendor source who tells me that at first glance, the memo seems really too prescriptive, that OMB and agencies are really trying to control too much of the process. The source adds that there's no mention of, as we talked about, changing the business processes and all the difficulty around change management and data migration, as David Lucas mentioned. Now, the other part of the memo that I'll say is interesting that I've been told from different people in the community is that there's going to be a new Chief Financial Officers and Chief Information Officers Advisory Board that will live in the CFO Council. Now, they will evaluate projects and make recommendations to OMB. And Deloitte's Goldstein says this board is a good thing because it doesn't position OMB to be the final decision maker.
It creates a board of CFOs and CIOs, ultimately the people who have to procure and manage new financial management systems. And I believe that could turn out to be, in the short term and in the longer term, a major step forward in terms of the user community being able to frame how this kind of quarterly or periodic review, how the type of approval timeframe should work in a way that allows for constructive management on a short-term incremental approach, but allows for the user community to be serious players, if not key drivers, in how that gets implemented in a way that makes sense to people who are managing the system itself.
And I think that's one thing that OMB has done in the past in terms of they've had the FISIO, the Financial Systems Integration Office that was recently moved over to Treasury. They've done that in terms of the standard setting through the financial management line of business. So in many ways, this is an extension of that, you know, group dynamic of, okay, let's make sure we're including the user community, everyone that matters. But what's interesting about this advisory board is it's not just CFOs, it's also CIOs.
Yeah.
And I think that's maybe a bit that was missing in the past.
I was talking to a CIO the other day who was talking to me about financial management. I can't tell you the last time I had a CIO talking to me about financial management systems. And I'm one of the nerdy folks who thinks, you know, all the dashboards are great if you don't have the real this data, it's very hard to do the assessment of whether a program is working or not.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that OMB sees as an opportunity is to, okay, let's make our data better, not just to be open and transparency, but really to improve government service, which goes back to our conversation yesterday about if you're going to cut the budget, you got to have the data why these programs are low performing. And part of that is based on what they're finding through their financial management systems.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. I know this is continuing to develop, so you're going to have more tomorrow?
More tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris. I have a story up now on federalnewsradio.com, and I'll be updating that later as well.